Okay, most important issue to me, this election. I was born and raised here. And I moved away as a young guy. I came back, moved away, I came back, and I settled here. We have not grown at all in those years. And how you define growth depends on who you are, but we have not grown. And we've lived in the same house on the same street for 30 years. That house has not appreciated in value. The street's never been repaired. I'm tripping on the same crack in the sidewalk that I tripped on 29 years ago when I shoveled the driveway. Nothing has changed. So, you know, if you want to measure what's important, I don't think it's trails. I don't think it's certain amenities. I think what's really important that we need is growth, because everything that we try and do, whether it's infrastructure improvements or remediation, has to do with, you know, the tax base that we have. It's insufficient to support the things that a modern city needs. It's insufficient to support the quality of life that people in this city want and deserve. So I would love to see us aggressively market this area and not say, you know, we've got nice trails or we've got, you know, a nice logo with a sailboat. I'm talking about actually aggressively marketing. The average house price in this city for a two-story house is just over 50% of the national average. And that hasn't changed. So on one hand, you have cheap house pricing. But if you have somebody who comes to this area and they're never going to build equity, you know, why would you come here? There are no, you know, there are no big employers anymore. Yes, we have the air base. I was speaking to a woman last week who her husband was stationed there, and his, I think, 3-year posting was up. They bought a house, and they're regretting it because now they have to sell it. It's not worth anything more than when they bought it 3 years ago. In fact, they're probably going to have to sell at a loss as an incentive. And I wonder, you know, like what kind of signal does that send? We're at 50% of the national average. People who buy a home, yes, there's some equity in not paying rent, but there's also hope that that house value is going to grow. Mm-hmm. That's an investment. It's the biggest investment of their life. So if you have somebody who has made that investment, they're not going to reap the benefits of it. We need some imaginative thinking in marketing, and it has to be aggressive and it has to be smart. You have to look at the strengths of this area, yes, and some of them are obvious and they're natural, mm-hmm. but you also look at some of the history of this area, and, you know, was once as a railroad town. We're looking at expanding GO Transit possibly in this province. If there is ever a place to be the home of GO Transit on the eastern end of the province, this is it. You look at the size of that yard, and you know that CN, you know, is not going to keep that land forever. They're already reducing the number of buildings on it to prevent their tax levels. So why not go after that? Where's the lobbying for that? Where's the aggressive? Where's the creativity? Where's the imagination? We do have a lot of good things to build on here. But, you know, I sometimes think that this city is complacent with the size and everybody's happy with the status quo. We can't afford to do that anymore. We simply cannot. And there's a lot of people in this city that are marginalized, and I think they deserve more opportunity. So as far as, you know, what's really important, I think it's growth. It's got to be growth. We need to add 15,000 to 20,000 people to this city's population, you know, as soon as we can. And we need to find a way to make that growth healthy, and we need to find that growth to sustain our infrastructure that, you know, is crumbling. And it's not about borrowing money because it's cheap. I'd much rather have more people here to fund those infrastructure programs and not look at, you know, borrowing money to pay off down the road just because it's at a low interest rate right now. So housing prices, growth, all of those things. I would love to see housing prices go up, because that would be a measure of the value of this place. When you're stagnating like this, it's great for the first-time home buyer, but not for anybody else.